to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Turn. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Wednesday. Why does it seem like Friday to me? It's Wednesday, the 21st of November 2001. And what was laying on my console here? The USA Today full page advertisement dated November 21 on page 17A, Ron Paul for president. And I've been digging around and looking and how different people are addressing the Ron Paul phenomenon. And it is a phenomenon because for once, folks, we've had a, and we are having a politician, and I hasten to call Ron Paul a politician, but we have for once a guy that doesn't need to embellish, he doesn't need to deceive, he doesn't need to lie, because his ammunition coming out of his cartridge box is nothing but the truth bullets. But I am fascinated to watch people and how they respond to him. I'm going to get into a lot of different issues today, but I wanted to cover the Ron Paul issue, and particularly this one guy, Lawrence Lepard. He's a concerned American. Well, he shoveled $85,000 out of his own pocket to put this full-page ad in USA Today. And the last time I saw this happen, I think it was back in 2001, when Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation ran a full-page ad about the IRS. But it's interesting to see the feedback that is coming. I'm watching the news today, and George Bush is touting Hillary Clinton to be the only candidate out there to handle the pressures of the U.S. presidency. Now, wait a minute. George Bush is a Republican. Hillary Clinton is a Democrat. Oh, but that's right. The families, the Clintons and the Bushes, have been joined at the hip all this time. But you're not supposed to know that. But imagine this, a president coming out, ignoring his own party, and saying that the best person equipped to handle the pressures of the job is going to be Hillary Clinton? Geez, how much longer must we suffer this guy? And some have said that Ron Paul is not really Republican, but he's running on a Republican ticket. Well, he's more Republican than Republicans are Republicans, because they have become Republicans in name only. They are rhinos. And, folks, if you read the Republican platform, you would swear that it was penned by a George Washington or a Thomas Jefferson. And it's fascinating to me to see the other side shrieking in sheer panic. And who am I talking about? Well, damn near half the planet, and especially these political parties here inside the United States. The Democrats and the Republicans, both responsible for selling this country down the river. And the thing that's disturbing to these people most of all is his return to constitutional principles. You know, the original rule book. It's fascinating to watch. So how do you feel out there now, you George Bush Republicans, that he can commit no crime and he commits no sins, coming out and basically endorsing Hillary Clinton? Do you think he's lost his mind, or is he revealing who he really is and the global agenda at hand? We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I was reading several articles today about Ron Paul. One that struck me was Tacky's Top Drawer. And it's an online magazine of politics and culture edited by Tacky Thora, I think this is pronounced Theodorakopoulos. And it was posted by, I guess, a contributor to their site, Paul Gottfried. And he's talking about the Ron Paul rally. He said, a revealing rally on Saturday, September 10th, on a visit to my wife's friends in South Philly, near the turf of the immortalized by Rocky, he puts in there, I attended a Ron Paul rally at Independence Hall. By the time the hurried candidate arrived at the scene at 1:45 p.m., the mulling crowds already numbered in the thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, and those who showed up were jumping up and down with Ron Paul signs while chanting the candidate's name. The attendees were indeed a motley crew. Within about a half a square mile, I ran into such varied types as a visiting German priest who assured me that they were living in the end times, scads of self-described veterans who expressed anger at the Iraqi war of choice, working-class blacks sporting Ron Paul paraphernalia, and immaculately dressed professionals who identified themselves as paleos. He said, I'd never have encountered such a hodgepodge of humanity packed into such a small space in order to shout their support for a presidential candidate. Despite the media efforts to depict Dr. Ron Paul as a right-wing kook or as an aging anarchist going nowhere, it dawned on me as I was standing there, that the candidate is gaining momentum in all sorts of unexpected quarters. In any case, he has far more traction than his high-placed adversaries may wish to believe. In his utterly unpretentious manner and appearance, Ron Paul calls to mind the perpetually disheveled Ralph Nader. Despite their diametrically opposed views about public administration and the role of government, both figures have attracted devoted followers who seem willing to listen and cheer while their leaders go on about complicated issues. Neither of these offbeat presidential candidates have shown much PR pizzazz, and in public debates they often sound crotchety and certainly unwilling to suffer journalistic fools gladly. But this has been part of the appeal of these two figures who come across as honest, public-minded intellectuals. They are also very opposite of Hillary Clinton, who is both scripted and disastrously inept when trying to sound sincere. Dr. Paul's followers did not appear disappointed when he spent 15 laborious minutes noting that the structural defects of the Federal Reserve System, an interest that only a minority of those assembled probably cared deeply about, au contraire, but at any rate. But what really brought them to the tips of their toes were the candidate's sneering references to the neoconservative instigators of the war in Iraq. Dr. Paul first stated his general principle that we should neither bomb nor subsidize other countries, and then added this qualification: it's not the American people, but the neocons who should pay for the war damages. At that point, the crowds went wild, taking up their by now ritualized cheer, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. Unless I'm mistaken, there was no one in the crowd who did not hate the war but loathe the neoconservatives even more. This caused me to reflect that whether the next president would be Hillary or the neoconservatives' favorite, Giuliani, neither victor would avoid massive, deep opposition. One is reminded here of the newly elected Abraham Lincoln, who in 1860 had not won a single vote in any of the southern states on his way to the presidency. The crowd in which I was mingling at Independence Mall had undoubtedly the same hostile feelings toward Giuliani and more generally toward the Republican Party, which they believed had betrayed its ideals. Although I'm more skeptical than Ron Paul and his followers that the Republicans outside of a few noble souls ever held to such ideals, I was struck by the widespread sentiment I encountered that day that the Republicans had abandoned their high principles. On the way back to the center city, where I was about to meet my wife after the rally, I ran into a black Ron Paul couple wearing multiple buttons on their clothes. When I asked them where they had located these treasures, they looked at me with surprise and explained they're available online, but you need a computer if you want to order them. That confirmed my impression that Ron Paul's campaign belongs to the computer age. His followers, whether their race or social origin, reside online. Fortunately, the couple was nice enough to sell me two buttons at cost, one of which I wore the next day when I visited a used bookstore on Bainbridge Street on the south end of Philly. The store owner looked like a decayed hippie still struggling to get home from Woodstock, and he probably had gone through life smoking myriads of joints. When he caught sight of my button, however, he simply slurred the words, "He's a good man." Now, that utterance took me aback because it would have been inconceivable that the same person would have supported Ronald Reagan or even less plausibly, Barry Goldwater. But Ron Paul, the morally outraged anti-war constitutionalist and an obstetrician who had delivered babies in rural Texas, often free of charge, does not strike anyone as big business Republican. He's an anti-establishment-tarian, he calls him, a fact that became apparent when my wife's friend Denise, who would never in a million years consider herself any kind of conservative, commented on how much more principled Ron Paul seems in comparison to Hillary and Rudy. That is undoubtedly an integral part of the candidate's appeal, and it might be why he is becoming a factor in the presidential election. Although I would place my money on the candidates of the national media, the Council on Foreign Relations, Public Administration, and the apartments located on both sides of Central Park, to hold on to their government, Ron Paul may soon be giving the power elite cause for concern. Now, the reason I read that article is because if you look at the way this guy approached this thing, you know, in his observations about the rally and who was there and aging hippies from Woodstock, and he just couldn't believe that this guy would be a supporter of Ron Paul. And here is exactly the point. The counterpoint to this entire story is simply this, that the people are tired of being not represented, being lied to, being deceived, being robbed, having their country sold out from under them. And a man comes along and he says, I have the solution. And he holds up the Constitution. So the fact is, folks, that people, whether they were smoking dope back in the 60s, or they were on an ROTC campus someplace, it does not matter. They're now starting to figure out the politics has led us down a road to absolute disaster. Why? Because neither party in this country represents the Constitution and thereby the people of this country. There's the bottom line to the whole argument. And he seems not to, Paul Gottfried, seems not to be able to get his mind wrapped around this thing. I mean, Paul Gottfried himself is black, and when he made the observation, he ran into a couple of black people with Ron Paul buttons on. Ron Paul got his start in the internet, but what is happening in this country, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to all sectors. I mean, all you have to do is read the polls, the straw polls. Ron Paul, out of 27 GOP straw polls taken, has finished either one or two in that poll. Just the other day, Zogby, and I'll bring up the poll here in a few minutes, but here was a blind poll. In other words, they took five candidates, did not mention them by name, simply stated what their objectives and what they're talking about on their political platforms. Well, out of all these people, guess who took 38% of that blind poll was none other than Ron Paul. 38% of five people put in front of the people as a possible candidate for presidency and what they were talking about. And without knowing who exactly that they were voting for on this online straw poll, according to Zogby, 38% of the people picked Ron Paul. Now, why is this happening? In this country, folks, people that heretofore consider themselves to be progressive, and for my money, that's just a buzzword for a shaved-down socialist. But they consider themselves to be whatever, or to be populist, or whatever the description of their political ideology is. These people are looking at it. Hardline, strong conservative Republicans are saying, I'm going to vote for this guy. People on the left side are saying, you know what? I'm going to vote for this guy. So the danger here is some guy, a 72-year-old obstetrician, shows up after serving in government for all these years and not betraying the people that he is serving, by the way, shows up, holds up a copy of the Constitution and says, hey, here's the rule book. Let's start playing with it. Let's start playing by it. And there's a lot of people that are extremely concerned. I mean, did you think, folks? And I'm talking to you people out there that still think that George Bush is a good, godly man, and he's a good Republican, and better still, he's a good president. Aren't you vehemently opposed to Hillary Clinton and her socialist and communist ideas? But then it must make you feel really good out there that your president is actually backdoor stumping for Hillary Clinton. How does that make you feel? Are you politically tittled yet? Have you had enough of the political paradigm? And let's just start dropping all the damn labels and let's get down to serious business on how to govern a country playing by the rules. That is the bottom line. And that what is really, that after all of what's said and done and all the fanfare and all the political drum pounding, that is really what is at issue with Ron Paul and his candidacy. It's about the Constitution. And you stupid people that have walked away from it and abandoned it. How do you think we got to such prominence? Luck? No. We'll take the break. We'll take your calls today. We're going to... kind of like having Open Phone Wednesday. Tomorrow we're off. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Folks, we are back as I have my computer guy in here fixing my computer, so my screen, for some reason, when it keeps refreshing, I keep hearing this annoying click. Yeah, and I can hear that. It's driving me nuts. If I can hear it, I know the listening audience can as well.
Okay.
Yeah, like that click. Let's go to the phones. Richard in Arizona. Hello, Richard.
How you doing, John?
Good, sir.
Yeah, on the topic of Mr. Corsi, when he was on your show the other day concerning the scenario that was run in Phoenix and other places.
Yes.
I just recently finished a basic CERT course, which is a community emergency response team.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the opportunity to talk to the county officials that were putting on the course, and I asked them about the scenario that was run in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And I asked them, I said, was this a state-controlled, federal-controlled, what was going on? This is their exact words. They said this was a federal scenario run by the state but overseen by the feds.
Now, what is that telling you?
Well, that tells me, and I asked them three times. I said, so the feds were in control of this scenario. They said yes.
Absolutely, and that was my argument, and that's exactly what I put forth to Mr. Corsi.
Right, and CERT is funded by Homeland Security, so it's under federal control. CERT is part of Homeland Security, which is part of the feds. I mean, if you just trace the money, you'll find out the feds are in control.
And my simple observation about this, they are going to allow the private citizen to oversee this thing, and they're going to be in service to the public out there. And my observation was that how long do you think it would be before the Fed just flipped the switch and said, well, okay, well, the civilians, that was a nice approach, but it's a bad idea. We're better suited to handle this project.
Well, sure. I mean, they're in control. You'd have to be blind not to see that the feds are in control. And anytime they want to pull the plug on you, they'll do it. They control the money.
Well, and as I've said, and I'm going to give Mr. Corsi the benefit of the doubt on this one, because he was given the royal dog and pony show. I mean, I don't know this, but they probably took the guy out for lunch and maybe tried to buy him drinks as well. But given that exposure to that sort of environment, and to have convincing people standing around with fruit salad all over their hats might make an impression on an individual, but Corsi doesn't strike me as a guy that's that impressionable, but he's either doing one of two things, and I don't want to speculate too much on the air, but I've always reminded people that check out the fruit that the tree bears.
And I agree, and I have a lot of questions about Mr. Corsi. I don't trust him. I heard him back in 2002 on a late night talk show on radio saying that no matter what, we cannot let Iran have nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Now on your show, he said, I'm not saying anything about going into Iran or anything like that.
Right.
Now what I'm wondering is what kind of agenda does this man have? Is it possibly that he wants to run for John Kerry's seat in 2008?
I don't think he has any political aspirations.
I've seen it on the Internet that he has stated that he's going to try and go against John Kerry.
Well, and what election? Because Kerry has not even thrown his hat in this ring, so that's not for 2008.
For senator.
Oh, okay, for senator.
Yes, in Massachusetts.
Well, I was not aware of that.
You know, and so when I read this, I have to question, what is his agenda?
And that's the question that I, as a radio talk show host and an owner of a network, have to constantly ask. And for some people, it seems to be a little acrimonious at times. But if anybody heard that broadcast, and obviously you did, I did not give this guy a free pass.
No, you didn't. And I was glad that you didn't, because, as I say, I just cannot wrap myself around this man that he's always what he portrays himself to be. And I don't know. It's just a gut feeling that I have. After I heard him back in 2002, he started to reverse course. And to me, he started to reverse course because he was adamant about Iran and never letting them have nuclear weapons, and we have to do anything to stop them. And now he's saying that's a different story.
Well, look who he works for.
I understand.
Joe Farah. And Joe Farah, doesn't, am I a mistaken belief here that Joe Farah is dual citizenship?
Could be. I don't know that.
I had heard rumor that he's actually an Israeli citizen, but I do not know. But if we remember WorldNet Daily, back in, I do believe, the later part of the 90s when he started WorldNet Daily online, it was cutting-edge stuff. I would refer to his website all the time. And then all of a sudden, it seemed that Mr. Farah flipped somewhat, and I no longer read the articles, and a lot of people that used to write for him no longer write for him, if you've noticed.
I agree, yes.
And I'm wondering if this was just a ruse to give WorldNet Daily prominence out there and respectability, and then to reverse course or change your ideology and become part of the propaganda apparatus.
Okay, one other quick thing. I hear the music, John.
Well, hang on one second. I don't want you to hurry. I'll carry you through the break. 800-313-9443 is an open phone Wednesday, folks. I can't make that rhyme. Usually it's an open phone Friday. So it's open phones today. Friday, I'm going to have a gentleman on that is a citizen of Iran. It should prove to be rather interesting. He also is a journalist.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Richard in Arizona, you wanted to make a final point, sir.
Yes. I'm Mr. Corsi again. He is a member or one of the founders of the Iran Freedom Foundation, who I read was a coalition of Muslims, Christians, and Jews for the freedom of Iran from the mullahs in Iran. Now, I'm just questioning this man's motives.
I as well. I didn't exactly express those exact sentiments when I had him on air, because I have had Jerome Corsi subbing for me on this very program. And I will continue to watch Mr. Corsi very closely. I continue to read his articles. I continue to read his books. And at any given time, if I suspect that he has made a turn, I will, and he's not shy about this, I will bring him on air and I'll take him to task over it, because the one thing that we cannot suffer anymore is fools and people of deception for their agendas. And I know that we are rife with them out there. So right. With a little common sense and a little bit of forgiveness, maybe for a person that is maybe taking the wrong tact, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but I'll certainly hand him the rope in which he can hang himself with as well.
And one last thing. I'm I got a headache today from listening to the expatriation stuff. If you want to get out of this country, please do it. Get out. Don't stay. Don't bother us. Leave, and we'll take over, and we'll handle it our way, and we'll get the fruits of our labor.
Yeah, and it's not going to be pretty by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not.
It's not going to be a fun time, and I can understand, and I can appreciate people in their decisions and what decisions they make, but please, if you make the decision to leave the country, that's it. I don't want to hear or see from you again. I don't care about you. I care what the living, breathing souls inside this country are going to have to put up with and what they're going to have to sacrifice once again to get this country back on track. It seems that we just keep paying and paying and paying and paying, and we don't reap the benefit. This time around, what I would like to see is a strengthened Constitution, the holes plugged up, for once and all, and the clear understanding passed on to generation from generation to generation. If you have anybody in there trying to upset the apple cart by being progressive or whatever political name that you want to attach to it, that these people be soundly dealt with once and forever.
Right. I'll tell you, I just one last thing real quick. You know, I'm tired of hearing about Mexico. I got real upset because I used to live on the border.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tired of hearing about Mexico and how, you know, people are nice and friendly. Well, I'll tell you, I live in Apache County up in northeast Arizona, and we just moved up here 18 months ago. My wife is up here, and she says she has never met more friendly people, more people that will go say hello to you, more people that will go out of their way to help you. So it's not just Mexico. There's people in this country that will do the same thing.
When I first, it's funny you should mention that, when I first got down here to Texas, and one of the first stops that I took, I actually went over to New Mexico. And I'm driving through the desert Southwest, and I'd never seen anything like this in my life. And I'm driving down two-lane roads, and I'm doing 70, 80 miles an hour, and there's a car approaching me, and people are waving at me. And I thought, are they mistaking me for somebody else? No, that's the way people are. And given half a chance, given half a chance and an opportunity that we can once join together, at least in friendship and out of respect for each other in this country, aside from the political drama and the crisis that we're put through every single day, I still hold hope for the American people that we're still a good, friendly, and loving people.
Once, I believe we are.
I think that's the case, Richard. I really do.
I refuse to give up on this country and refuse to see it in any other way.
I am in full agreement with you. Richard, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Don in Oregon. Hello, Don.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, from one living, sentient, breathing, flesh and blood man with a nefesh, that's a soul, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Pertinent to what was discussed when you had Jerome Corsi on last week, was it?
Yes.
And I called in talking about Oregon.
Okay.
Remember that? Okay.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I went back and I was looking at something and I stumbled onto this cooperative agreement thing. You're familiar with that, right?
The cooperative agreement between?
The county and the federal government.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, apparently there is a lot to be said about the emergency response protocols that are enacted. Okay, you have to excuse my ignorance, but that's I've been blessed with the Edison gene or whatever. You know, being ADHD or whatever. But at any rate, there's a protocol out there that allows for the county to, how do I say this kindly, cede their authority to the federal government,
mm-hmm.
per se,
mm-hmm.
in certain scenarios and certain situations. It's contractual, in other words. That's my point.
Right.
Okay? And I don't know if that's adding fuel to the fire or if that's bringing some light to the situation or not. Personally, I don't like it, and I think the only way to take care of it is to become equal to the cause. So, and I don't know how many people out there actually exercising that per se right,
yeah.
But that's my point on the subject because, you know, the only other scenarios that are going to come out of that are going to be, you know, those worst case ones, and I'm equal to that cause as well. It's just that I don't want to see it go to that.
Yeah.
So with respect to those cooperative agreements, that's just another thread, as I call it, that puts this thing into a federal chokehold.
And if we're real students of history and we realize how after war, after the war, the Civil War, as the Northerners like to call it, down here in the South, they like to call it the War of Northern Aggression, still to this day. And if we pay attention to what happened a couple of years after the end of the Civil War through Reconstruction to centralize the federal government and empower it even more, I am very, very wary of any either contractual or spoken agreements or whatever between the states and the FedGov. They are two separate entities. That's why we have state constitutions. That's why we have a federal constitution. Because if the Fed does not follow the Constitution, we should be able to revert back to our rule book and say, excuse me, wait a second, Mr. Federal Gov. We have a slight conflict here. We have a problem. That's why, I mean, and people, I don't understand why people don't get how this country was set up.
Well, you've discussed it. Other hosts have discussed it. They've been dumbed down. Okay, number one, I think that's paramount and prima facie. This body of people have been dumbed down, not just in general, not selectively. Okay, that's done via the machinations, the NEA, et cetera, at all ad nauseum. As well, we've got this issue with the different chemical abuses that are being put upon the people, and it disables them, mm-hmm. should I say.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the states versus the federals concerned, I agree with you to the extent that it should be that way. That's the de jure status. But the de facto reality right now exists that those dumbed-down people do not realize that. They don't realize that those judges have taken an appointment affidavit oath of office at 5 U.S.C. 3331. They don't understand the fact that they're civil servants and they work for the corporation. So the state in and of itself, by proxy or otherwise, going antecedent all the way back to the Reconstruction, or before that, if you want to look at what good old Abe Lincoln did when he put us under military martial law, and we're still there, by the way, that the whole thing, the whole state is a subcorporate entity. And this is something else that they don't realize. I mean, you and your morning talk show host trying to help the people out that went and got themselves into credit debt and whatnot, you know, you're very aware of the corporate aspect of this. But when you say you don't understand why those other, why the, let's just say the general body of the populace of, and I don't want to use the term America until we get back to it, but I'll say that, you know, the persona of America, mm-hmm. per se, until they become aware of that, until they become knowledgeable of that, they can't be cognizant of it.
Well, and
they're listening to you. Excuse me, John. They're listening to you and I talk. And to them, it's that. It's rhetoric. It's talk. And then they have all these stereotypes, all of these stigmas, all of this hooey, as I like to refer to it, that interferes with common sense and reality.
There have been too many people spinning a web and telling fairy tales for so long. The general public out there doesn't know the truth from a lie. They wouldn't know if it jumped out of the bush and bit them on the backside. And that has been part and parcel of the problem that we have, is the generally dumb public, or the GDP. Now, how did they get that way? Well, we know how they got that. We've discussed this ad nauseum on this program, how they got that way. But I do not necessarily hold the fault totally to the people out there because of what they've been fed. I mean, there are checks and balances, not only in government, but there's checks and balances in any society, and we have not used them. I'm under the impression here, I come on the scene about 10 years too late, that we should have been talking about this and educating the public and telling them the reasons why we need a constitutional and honest government and representatives of that government that know why they're holding their hand up when they take oath of affirmation for the office. That it is our fault that we have allowed this to go on as long as it has, and for their propaganda machine to keep, you know, it's grist for the mill. Every single day.
I agree with you, John. I agree with you wholeheartedly in that. My point is that there is a duality. There's a bifurcated constitution, a bifurcated government. And the people, I'm not holding them accountable for their lack of awareness. I'm not, you know, it's not even a matter of ignorance. It's a lack of awareness because they were purposefully, intentionally, by another political agenda, dumbed down one generation after another with an intent to create what is existent right now. You know that. I know that. It's been discussed. It's been gone over so long. It's the point that I'm at right now, realizing that when this population, this body of people can turn around and enforce the original de jure constitution, the law, when they can enforce it to the extent that they don't allow the corporatocracy to get away with its dual administrative process, then and only then, I think, will there be a peaceful resolve to the issue.
And that peaceful resolve is going to come through redress to the government, and that comes in many different forms.
Absolutely.
Hold on a second. Don, let me finish my thought because it's Wednesday and it feels like a Friday to me and I'm scrambled, so allow me.
Okay.
And the point I was going to make here is that there are different forms of redress to this government. I mean, it's in the ballot box. It's in the jury box. It's on the soapbox. It's on many. There's many different avenues that we have a redress, not necessarily directly handing a piece of paper to a government official and say, here, act on it, or, you know, beware. There are many different ways to go about this. And I think the best chance, at least politically, and here, let me tell you what my fear is on the political solution. We're all hyped up about Ron Paul, as well we should be, because we're demonstrating what we want as representation or a voice in this country. My fear is that this is going to be manipulated to the point that Ron Paul doesn't make the presidency. And I am further afraid that all these people that got giddy about Mr. Ron Paul's message and have actually been understanding more and more, the more this guy is out there, the more he's talking about specific things, the problems of this country, the more people are going to wake up as to what has gone wrong. The problem I'm having, if Ron Paul doesn't make it to the Oval Office, what then are people that are seeking out and searching that political answer, what are they going to be left with? And what are they going to do after they've been politically let down?
My answer to that would be that they need to understand. That means that they have to have absolute knowledge of this, of the process of enforcing the original de jure law, the compact, to the extent that it is. Who is it that said that? Dr. Sam Kennedy. They have to be in possession of, they have to own that knowledge, and they don't have that right now. I think that is part of, it's at the core, it's in the foci of the issue. They have to have complete possession and ownership of the knowledge of enforcement strategy and technique. That is to say, that includes, but not necessarily limited to, the evocation of the original Constitution. And by making it not just a mandate, but by political will of the people, that anybody that is elected demonstrates in honesty, okay, in honor of that compact, that they were elected for. These people, the majority of them, they want to turn around and they want to start citing statute and case and et cetera. And it gets lost in the argument there. It has to be enforceable from a cognizance of absolute acceptance and knowledge of what the Constitution, not just the Constitution, all of the preceding documents of freedom that were perfected by a body of people that were striving for their liberties. And, you know, we could go all the way back to the two charters, the Charter of the Forest and the Magna Carta, if you'd like. But that's where I think that's going to have to happen. We have to be in possession of that knowledge, and we have to be willing to exercise whatever it takes to enforce that.
And the mechanizations that have been set up, the federal government in control of the public school curriculum, why? Why is this not handled by the states? Oh, that's right, because they're seeded money by the federal government. Therefore, going back to federal control, those that pay get to play. And until such time that we start pulling from the federal government, areas of which they claim that they have jurisdiction over, it's going to be an uphill battle.
Absolutely.
And in these schools, with our young children today, I'll tell you, there could be no greater gift that we could give our young people than teaching them about this country and its rule book, and how to adhere to that, how to be good citizens of your state, how to be good citizens of your country, and to follow the rule book. The rules have been changed, and it is up to us to make sure that those rules are enforced. Now, how are we going to go about that? I can only say one thing to you, Don. We got one hell of a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you're a little bit younger than me by a year or two, I think, okay? But didn't you have civics when you were at least in the sixth, seventh grade?
Not that I can remember, and that's an admission that not too much emphasis was put on it, because I remember things when I was in school. I can even remember my teachers' names.
Yeah.
I can remember the subject matter that they taught. I can remember what I have learned.
Well, I'm looking at 1960, 61, 62, and I hear the music coming, but I remember civics as being an important thing in the public school arena that I was in, okay? Maybe it was lost, maybe it wasn't, maybe it wasn't, it was already part of the deal, but I'll let you go with that thought.
All right, well, Don, I appreciate your call, my friend. I appreciate it very much. Some of the best versed and studied people in this listening audience. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion. Killed Jimmy there. Thank you. I feel as if I'm competing for airspace with a dead rock and roll star. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Thanksgiving. And go back to the roots of what Thanksgiving is all about. On Friday's program, we're not going to be here. Nobody is going to be alive tomorrow. Join us. We'll resume live programming Friday morning. Friday's program, I've got Kevin Dashty coming up, and he is an Iranian. He's been living in this country for several years. And I met the man by happenstance, and having a conversation every place I go, every place I go, everybody I talk to, I always make it worthwhile. If you want idle banter out of me, good luck. But I got to talking to this guy, and he's a journalist. He writes his own material, and we were on the discussion of Iran. And Friday, we're going to give you a perspective from somebody that lived inside the country and understands the political mechanizations there and can give us better insight in Iran's politics, its people, what it believes, what it does not believe in. And I think it's going to be a fascinating show. So join us Friday. We'll be live again on Friday. And I was just handed a piece of paper here. Thank you, Michael. We have on the website a product survey. And, folks, I got to tell you something. Not one person, and many talk show hosts, including myself the other day, had mentioned, please take part in the product survey. The reason being is this network runs by advertising, gold and silver sales, and products that we sell ourselves to the general public out there. And this is important to support the advertisers because they are in support of this network. And it's kind of like a three-link chain. Look at it this way. We have the network, we have our advertisers, and we have you, the listening public. Now, if the advertisers don't get result off of product or services they're offering, well, then you've broken the chain. There's us, and then there's you. Well, there goes the money. And we are asking people to take advantage of this web product survey to find out if you're going to purchase something, what you're more likely to purchase. This is how we line up the advertisers with the public and what you want to buy or what you wouldn't buy, okay? And it's very important. Now, there's another issue here. You know, we have a lot of people, folks. I mean, we just opened up the Mac Daddy of streaming, 20 meg streaming. And part of that, a good part of that, services the archives. And we have a whole lot of people. I am still astounded and amazed that we have so many people downloading archives. And that is free of charge. But you know what people are doing? They're downloading the programs, and when it comes to commercial time, they're skipping over the commercials. Now, the only way, and I don't want to do this, the only way to stop that is to make that archive a paid service. And I don't want to do that. Folks, understand what it takes to keep things running. So we can keep doing what we're doing here. You people can keep doing what you're doing out there. But you need to support in what we do and how we do it. All right? So think about that. I'm going to give thanks tomorrow. I'm going to thank my lucky stars that we're going to be back Monday with another week's worth of broadcast. But it's only going to happen because of you. Second hour coming up along with your phone calls.